I'm Martin Ostermiel with WAMU 88.5 News. 15 seats in Virginia's General Assembly flipped from Republican to Democrat after last week's election, fueled in part by a slate of first-time candidates from Northern Virginia. One of those was Lee Carter, a former Marine and self-identified Democratic Socialist. When you ask Lee Carter how he came to defeat Delegate Jackson Miller, a 10-year incumbent in the Republican Majority Whip, this is what he says.
There were a lot of people who were dissatisfied with the status quo, and they just want something different. I would imagine that, you know, a Democrat in blue jeans and combat boots is pretty different.
Carter is 30 years old and doesn't have a college degree. He hails from North Carolina but moved to Manassas after 5 years with the Marines. He says it was his experience with Virginia's workman's comp system that prompted him to run for office, something he never imagined he'd do.
You know, I always thought that's something for doctors and lawyers and retirees. But, you know, I saw firsthand how leaving working class issues up to entirely doctors, lawyers and retirees meant that the working class of America was getting left behind.
Carter says he couldn't match Miller's fundraising. So instead, he spent 18 months knocking on doors around his district, which encompasses Manassas and a portion of Prince William County. It was two things that eventually made him realize he could win: the changing demographics of the once Republican district and a feeling among voters on both sides that politics as usual weren't working.
We saw throughout 2016 on both sides that the center of American politics is not holding anymore.
Carter modeled himself on Bernie Sanders, down to the political label, Democratic Socialist. But it was that very association that Miller targeted in a mailer to voters criticizing Carter.
It was a picture of Marx, Engels, Lenin, Stalin, Mao, and Lee Carter. You know, it was almost cartoonish.
But it didn't work, and Carter beat Miller by 9 points. He's now setting his sights on the legislative session in Richmond. For starters, Carter has big ideas for health care.
In the long term, I want Virginia to build a single-payer health care plan on the state level so that, you know, all 8.5 million people that live in Virginia have health care regardless of what happens in Washington.
That may ultimately hinge on if Democrats control the General Assembly. They currently hold 49 of the 100 seats, and three races remain undecided. For WAMU, I'm Martin Ostermiel.